take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go! It's the two-time Stellar Award considered, Spin Award nominated. You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
Great day, everyone. This is Dolores Williams, and I want to personally invite you to Divine Connections Magazine 11th Anniversary Expo, Saturday, September 11th at Beyond Measure Ministries, 904 East Main Street in Hall River, North Carolina, from 12 to 5. Gospel groups, praise dance, vendors, fashion show, mimes, food trucks will be there, and our special guest will be featured, Titus Little Blair and the fantastic Volunteers from Detroit, Michigan. Get your ticket now. Only $12. DivineConnectionsMagazine.com. See you there.
What's good, radio family? TPV Radio is just getting hotter, and we have an all-star lineup just for you. Mondays, Conversations with Joe and Jay at 7:30 a.m. Tuesdays, Victory Over the Waste of Life with author Deanne Lebrin at 6 p.m. Wednesdays, Illuminating Word Ministries with Dr. Apostle Forrest L. Walker Sr. at 5 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sago at 4:30 p.m. Also, Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Fridays, the exclusive interview with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice, by appointment only. Saturdays is Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones at 11 a.m., followed by the Locker Room with Coach D at 4 p.m. Sundays, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. with the Familia. Catch all of TPV Radio programming on Facebook Live at TPV Radio. Also, Live 365, tune in, and all of our podcasts, social media platforms. Walk with us in relationship, purpose, and promise. And let's go!
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now. TPV Radio.
We give you the glory and worship your name, for you are worthy of all of my praise.
Lord, we give you the glory
and worship your name,
and worship your name,
for you
are worthy of all of my praise.
We praise for who you are,
for who you are.
We love
and adore
you.
You're listening to Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now. TPV Radio.
TPV Radio.
Good afternoon, one and all. Great day in the morning. Good afternoon. Look, we're excited about being here on today. We're excited about what God is doing in our life. We're excited about the subject matter that he's given us to embrace. That's what it is. We have to embrace this. I remember reading some material before where it talks about when we accept Christ as our Savior, and we do it for real, because a lot of times we do it in going through motion. You know, somebody else did it, so we do what we see them do. Grandma did it, so I'm going to do it like Grandma did it. And so it's not a real relationship. But when we do this for real, God does something in our heart, and he causes love to bud in our heart. And I say it that way purposely. He puts the bud, B-U-D, the bud of love in our hearts. And as we grow in God and cultivate that love, it grows. And what happens every now and then in our hearts, we experience pain from the love that's in our heart, because people that don't embrace this area of God don't even understand where you're coming from or the cost of loving somebody, especially when you're assigned to love someone who doesn't love you back. That's very difficult. We're taught as a people, if a person does not reciprocate your love, to kind of throw their name back in the hat and pull another name. But in God, it's a lot different. He says, love those that despitefully misuse you. And so that is something that we endeavor to do, struggling in that area, especially on this week. But before I ramble on too long, we have two other beautiful women. And one is really beautiful, y'all. She all dialed up today. I don't know about that second one. She might have her headscarf twisted. But one of them on this line today is very dialed up. And we want to welcome them both, the beautiful women. Sister Tracy, how you doing today, baby?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Are you just as dialed up as that other one? Because I've seen her picture. She's so cute on her picture. You dialed up, too?
No, I got my headscarf on. She the dog today.
I told y'all she probably got that headscarf twisted. But welcome, honey. Sister Roberta, are you too cute to talk today, or you gonna stay with us?
Girl, I ain't never too cute to talk.
Praise God. Would you two have anything to add to this love thing? Like I was saying, Sister Teresa, your mom already knows, because I've talked with her, and she knows some of the struggles that I've had this week. I've experienced some testing of my love this week. And, you know, I'm in a struggle, Sister Teresa. My heart wants to do it the way God wants to do it, and my flesh wants to act like Mike Tyson did that time when he had that fight with Holyfield. I want to bite an ear.
Okay.
Woo, Jesus. I'm just telling you how I feel, boo. I want to bite an ear. But my heart now, it's in the right place. But this flesh, girl. So anyway, you girls got anything you want to share with the people about love, especially if you've had anything going on with you this week? Trish, you go ahead.
She handed me the phone. It must have been
That's my niece.
it was a heart for her. You know, and one of the things this week I kind of meditated on, presenting your body. And in doing that, you know, offering up your body as a living sacrifice, the only way that we please God, you know, in doing it, the way we can please God as we walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Faith in his word, you know. And you know, we say love is an action word. It shows action. Faith is action what you believe the word of God says. So like you say, your flesh want to do something, but your faith in God says to another.
Yes.
And the scripture also says about love, you know, this one here, it takes you to the, it'll take you to the, as the old folks said, the wood shed, this one a whoop.
This a gut punch? You going to finna punch us in the face, Roberta?
This a punch in the face. A good punch.
What is it, baby?
You know, Luke 6:32 says, if you love those who love you, what credit is it? What credit is that to you? Even sinners love those that love them. So we're you know, he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So he wants us to be marvelous. He wants us to be royal. And the love is for us. You know, it's for us, you know, that we become not just hearers of the word, but doers. The way we worship God in our life is what we do, how we walk in faith. You know, it's easy to worship God in songs, clapping and praise, but there's a root worship that has to come out of your heart, your flesh. And that is through the word of God. That's where we worship him. When we lay down our life for a friend, the way he did for us. He laid his life down because he loves us. Not because we were lovely, not because we loved him, but because he loved us. And because we love him, the love of God constrains us and shed it abroad in our hearts. That actually constrains us when we want to attack. When we want, when our flesh, he reminds us of who we are. And it keeps us kind of grounded, you know.
You know, sometimes you eat a good meal and you overeat and you can't hardly breathe. You just kind of say, So anywho, I want to, Lord Jesus, I want to visit Romans chapter 8 in a minute, but and we're gonna kind of take a little shift. We're gonna talk about a love that's willing to suffer, and that kind of piggyback on what you just shared with us, Sister Roberta. And I understand why Tracy passed the mic, because if I had somebody next to me, I'd pass it too, because this is truly it is truly like a bitter pill. It's like I'm in excruciating pain. I know I'm sick, even sick enough to die, but somebody hands me this drink, and they say to me, hey, this will make you feel better. Eventually, this will heal you. Go ahead and drink this anime. And you're sitting there, and you're thinking, you know what? I'm tired of hurting. I'm tired of being in pain. I'm tired of taking medication. But you have that option. Whether you're going to take this drink and feel better and heal, or whether you just going to, you know, throw up your hands and surrender. And so that's what happens to me. Those are the two options that you have when it comes down to having a love that's willing to suffer. Suffer. Mm-hmm. Suffer is a big, big word. It's almost like a spiritual curse word. It's almost like cussing in the spirit, because when you talk about suffering, you don't equate love with that. I always equated love with flowers and candy and cookies, you know, sweet things and nice treatment. We don't think about love in a sense of suffering. But before I get into Romans 8, 35 through 39, I do want to give the man in the background with the band a chance to speak, because I hear him grunting. I hear him breathing out loud. He's breathing deep breaths and blowing and panting and going on over in the corner like he's trying to have a baby. What is wrong with you, Pastor Chris? We just talked about love today. What's wrong?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one is loaded. See, love is loaded. As a believer, this is the one four-letter word that seems to trip us up in our development and in our faith with Jesus Christ. See, I'm going to be good. I'm going to try to be good. But we got hot sauce on the panel this week.
Oh, my God.
So if hot sauce gets the going, it's going to get the band going, then it's going to get you going, and then it's going to get Sister Roberta going. So I'll try to be good, but I can't promise nothing. But we're doing fine, and congratulations to the baddest lady on Saturday radio, Sister Lorraine Brown, Roberta Jones. Congratulations, nominated for two 2021 Spin Awards, and if you haven't voted, please vote now. Just saying. Anyway, back to you.
So Tracy, We've officially named you the hot sauce of the buffet. And I say we, because if I make a good choice, your mom takes part in that. And therefore, if I make a bad choice, she's a part of that too. So we have officially named you the hot sauce. And every buffet, especially if you have fried chicken on your buffet, you got to have a bottle of hot sauce. Don't you agree, Sister Roberta?
Yes. Most definitely.
Yes. So you gotta have that hot sauce, and we won't. It's Tracy hot sauce. That's what it is, and we speak. We gonna speak them things into existence.
Oh my God!
So Tracy, you just let me know when you ready. But I want to read these scriptures, four scriptures about the suffering love. Do you want to say anything before I go into the suffering love?
One of the things I wanted to say, just from what you and Mom were just speaking about, you know, we try to add things to what love is, to, you know, what the definition of love is and how love is supposed to feel and how it's supposed to be given out and how it's supposed to be received. But the bottom line is 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. That's the bottom line. It's not that we have to add to it. We have to make it pretty and proper. It's basic. It's very basic. Mm-hmm. We love because he first loved us. And if we if we don't take nothing else away from this today, that's the thing that we have to stand on. It's not about how people make us feel. And I think believers, we have to get away from that. You know, it's not about a feeling. God wrote all these scriptures, had these scriptures put in place before now because he knew what was coming. He knew that people were going to irritate us. He knew that people were going to hurt us. He knew that people were going to say ill things against us, lies, stretch the truth, whatever you want to call it. But even in that, we love because he first loved us. We don't have to worry about what they do and how they do it because God has that. But our charge, our call is to love because he first loved us. You just stepped on my foot. That hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say ouch, but I still love you. I'm going to do it in love.
Mm-hmm.
You drove past my house and you threw trash in the front yard. I'm going to say, but I'm going to go out there. Now, let me be clear here. My flesh wants to say something to me. But when we talk about what God told us to do, what we're supposed to do is go pick that trash up out the front yard and say, Lord, bless that person. As we're picking it up. You know, this week, Tabitha Brown did something this week. Wendy Williams said something about her marriage and something.
Right.
She said she's retiring her husband. And Wendy Williams went on and on. And Tabitha came back and she said, you know, Wendy, I'm so sorry for you. You must really be hurting. She did that thing with so much grace and so much love and so much poise and pushed it. That's what we should be striving to be. We should be striving to be like Tabitha, to have that same grace and that same love. She could have come out swinging.
That's right.
But what was that going to do? How was that going to help? What she did was she showed Wendy something that Wendy has no clue about, love, that she needed. She needed to hear that. You know what, sister, I'm sorry you're going through that. I can be there for you through that. You know, but what Tabitha did not allow was for Wendy to shift whatever she was going through and draw her in on it. She didn't allow that. She continued to stand on love. So that godly principle that we're supposed to be governed by, it's a challenge. It's a charge.
It is.
But that's what we're here for.
But that's the dying of the believer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We die daily, you know, day by day. We die daily. That's the dying for the believer, that we have to die to our emotions, our feelings. And then we put on Christ.
Yes.
When we put on Christ, then we're dead and he's alive. And he brings life, because whatever we're going to do, however retaliation we do, it's going to kill. It's not going to. It's going to kill us and others, but it won't bring no life.
Mhm. That's true.
But what Jesus does bring life. See, it's for a person to do you wrong, and you can walk up and they mean mugging you, and, you know, talking about you, and you say, sister, brother, I forgive you, I love you. They can roll their eyes all they want, but it's piercing. It shuts them down.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have anything else. They can't fight.
There's no clapback.
Yeah, you can't fight love. You know, you can't fight love. Even when we were in our sin, Jesus did one thing. He showed love. He died for
mm-hmm.
us. So when we came to realize, wait a minute, you know, I was still messing up, clowning and everything else, but he laid his life down for me. Now
mm-hmm.
he's saying to you, I took all the real pain, but all I want you to do is to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
See, all we have to do is be reminded of what he did, and we can do it for others. Just be
That's
reminded.
Very good.
And the reward is there. The reward is always there. When he died for us, when we were bucking and kicking, and I don't want no
right.
We with our, you know, everything, ooh we and all that other stuff, and we, you know, we all fine and looking for Mr. Right and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus on the cross.
Yep.
On the cross. You know, but he knew one day they were gonna hear.
Mm-hmm.
And they were gonna accept his sacrifice that he did. And it's the same thing. One day.
You're
gonna see the sacrifice that I said, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. Forgive them,
That's
Lord.
Right. That's right.
But the sacrifice.
And I feel this. So another thing that when someone hurts us, we want to tell them about themselves. We want them to hear our peace. You know, oh, I'm going to tell her. She's going to do that. No. Love must be sincere. It must be sincere. And it ain't about getting anybody told, the clap back. It ain't about none of that. Let people believe what they believe. Let them say what they want to say. You stand on the promises of God and you show love. Romans 12:9 says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. So it's good telling people about themselves. It's good telling them. It don't matter if they're right or wrong. That has nothing to do with what God said to do. He said love.
That's right.
That's all he said to do was love. You let love show up. You let love overpower. You let love overshadow what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm preaching to myself right now, good God. You let love do it.
Yeah.
Because
and you know, God will even help you in that tree. He will help you do that.
Yes.
Because I had the opportunity on yesterday to do, as you young people say, the clap back. Matter of fact, I typed it up. I typed it up on my phone and hit send, and it wouldn't deliver. So when it didn't deliver, I said, okay, Lord, that's you. You blocked that, because that wasn't for me to do. It was for me to go somewhere and sit down and leave it alone. So what I began to do.
Because it wasn't going to bring any deliverance. You couldn't bring deliverance.
Very good. Very good. Very good. That's right. That is exactly right. So I prayed, Tree. I prayed. I said, Lord, you bring clarity to this clouded situation. And God has shown me that he's well able to do that. He's well able to do that. We've got to have a love that's willing to suffer. Somebody allowed their love to suffer for me, that I can be sitting in this. Matter of fact, I even know who it was. I was driving down the street one day, and the Lord told me who it was. I went to her house and told her it was her. She said, when I was in my mess, She was interceding for me. She was praying me through my mess. And I had no idea. But she did it because that's what Christ, that was the leadership Christ showed her. She followed and copied Christ. And I learned from her. I followed and copied her. And now somebody is watching me. Somebody's watching you all. And what are we showing them? Are we showing them a love that's willing to suffer? Because when we're in this place of suffering, we're in a place where the Holy Spirit, he comes, he communes with us, and he comes real close to us at that time. He begins to speak deeply to us at that time because he knows the pain of a suffering love. He allows us, Tree, this is what the Holy Ghost told me. This is my revelation from God. He said, I allow you at the time when you allow your love to suffer, I allow you to lay your head on my bosom. That's a real up close and personal kind of encounter with the Spirit of God. He said, that's when I become that very present help in the time of trouble and in the time of need. You need me right now because otherwise you're going to push sin and it's going to go. And when it gets to the other side, it's going to create a fire over there. It's already a fire over here, fire over here, fire over there. Now it's going to really be ablaze. And there's not going to be any healing from that. No mending of a relationship going to come from you pushing sin on that message.
That's right.
So I hit delete.
That's right.
I hit delete.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's look at Romans. I'll read Romans beginning at the 35th verse. I'm going to 39, where it says, who shall separate us? Isn't that what we're working for, to be connected to God? And does not this animosity that we carry on separate us from God? Now, it doesn't cause him to move away, but it causes us to become blurred in our scene. We become disconnected in our spirit, man, because now we're concentrating on things here. And not focus on things that are above. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall it be tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Now, a sheep is a very humbled animal. That's why they call him a dumb animal. Because they're getting ready to cut his head off, and he just walked right on into the sword. So God is saying to us, Sister Tree, Pastor Chris, and Sister Roberta, he wants us to be to the world look as dumb as that sheep. Because we know that if God removes our head, he don't put it back on. And when he put it back on, it's going to be better than when he took it off. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. We've got to become persuaded today. That neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. And final verse 39 says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing separates us. So, Chi, where are you going with that?
Nothing.
Nothing, baby. Nothing. He didn't put bad marriage or good marriage in there, but he said nothing.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, my mom said somebody punched me in my face. I can't do nothing.
Nothing. If we do it right, and we trust God with it, he'll show us some stuff. He don't have to show us nothing because we don't never stand still. We box back.
Girl, you better say that.
I'll bite your ear off. Come on here now.
You better say that because the love of God is truly so powerful. When we stand for what is right, he proves himself. He comes and he shows out. I'm reminded of a lady that was being beat by her husband. And she just began to throw up her hands and just start praising God, saying, Father, I thank you. I praise you. I give you glory. I thank you that I'm able to be beat for your name's sake. And all of a sudden, footsteps came at the door. All of a sudden, the doorbell rang. And when he went to the door, he stopped beating and went to the door. And there was nobody there. The angel was there and kept round about it to deliver. And from that moment on, he went to raise his hand. And the angel grabbed his fist. Couldn't hit her no more. He couldn't hit her. So God came and rescued. when we exercise the word of God, stand on his word, he comes to see about it, and he comes to deliver. He's a deliverer. He's the one that sets us free of all things. Nothing can separate us from his love. No one loves us like he does. And when we obey him, when we become doers of his word, doers, not just hearers, but doers of his word, he manifests himself.
So, well, brother, share with the listeners what God told you that day about miracles.
Oh, God said he don't have a problem doing miracles, but he has a problem getting us to believe that he can do it. He don't have a
problem. What did that lady encounter that day when her husband was hitting her? Would it not be correct that the porch was situated in a way where when he opened that door, he should have saw the person running away if it was a literal person?
Oh, most definitely. There's no way he hit the scene. No way he hit the scene. No.
You know what that remind me of? That remind me of, and Sister Teresa, I don't know if you was on the line that day when she talked about this. What you're saying today reminds me of that day when you looked out the door and the birds had a whole pizza. Ooh, I ain't never got over that. God was feeding the birds a whole pizza. They didn't have no pizza that somebody just ate and got tired of. They had a completely whole pizza, eating out the box like they had been bought it.
And
God
said,
was letting Sister Roberta know that I take care of them birds. I can take care of you. My
he
Lord.
Said, he said, which bird ordered the pizza?
Woo, Lord Jesus. Maybe it was the black one at the front. Woo! Glory to God. Boy, I tell you the truth. God know he know how to work a thing. You hear me? God know how to put that thing together. When you at your least, at your lowest point, God will tiptoe in that room where you at with them lights cut out, trying your best to fight depression by yourself. He'll come in that room just as smooth. Ooh, he'll come in that room. Come on in the room, Jesus. He'll come in that room. He ain't got to say a half a word. Whatever he say when he come in that room, everything is all right after that. And people want to talk about God. Honey, that's my subject. My problem with my life is getting my love out of the intensive care and putting it back on the road. Because I'm sometimes, especially after my day yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Especially after my day yesterday, my GPS, no, to tree. Guess what my GPS, my love GPS saying?
What is that?
Turn around, make a U-turn. Make a U-turn. Woo, Jesus, make a U-turn. Hurry up, make a U-turn. And that's what mine is saying because it's going the wrong way.
No.
It's going the wrong
danger,
way.
Danger.
It's like danger, yes. Yes, and them GPS, my love GPS is trying to tell me I need to take a U-turn because we are going to have to talk to God one day about what did you do with your love walk? What did you do with it? I can't say what hot sauce got on my chicken and it was hot and I got mad. I can't say that. He going to tell that dude to take the skin off the chicken. What we going to do, Tree?
You know what?
We don't love that, by the way. Mine in intensive care. Where you at?
You know what? God has me in a place right now where he has me silent. Instead of talking about it, he wants me to praise my way through it.
Amen.
When I lift my hands, I was going through something here recently on my job. And I came home to my husband and I told him, I said, I'm tired. I'm just tired. Mm-hmm. And I cried, and I was just like, Lord, I mean, mentally, physically, I'm exhausted. And I was ready to literally throw in the towel. And I went into my prayer closet, and I started praying. And God said, you haven't told me anything.
My Lord.
You've been talking to everybody but me.
Oh.
And I was like, because I had told my mom, I'm tired, you know, but I hadn't gone to God and said, Lord, I'm tired. The one that can actually change what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, I am so sorry. So he's teaching me, because it's so funny. Right after that happened, my boss had been on vacation for 3 weeks, and he called a meeting with all the leaders, and it was me and two other leaders on the call. And he began to ask us some things. And one of them, you know, she was talking, and then he said, "Tracy, what do you need from me?
Wow.
What do you need from me?" And it took me by surprise, like, oh my God. Because I had been saying, you know, over the years, you know, "Dr. So-and-so, I need these resources. I need that. I need that." And it's like I wasn't heard.
Mm-hmm.
But when I listened to God and I told him what I needed, he opened the door for my boss to call my name and say, "Tracy, what do you need? What do you need in your program?" That was God.
What?
You know why? Because I shut my mouth. I shut up. And I said, "Lord, this is what I need." And God said, "Okay, daughter, I love you enough. You're going to get it." By the time we hung up that phone, my supervisor had approved for me to get 3 positions under me. I literally have been working in one job, working 2 and 3 positions. And by the end of that call, he approved 3 positions. You know why? Because I shut my mouth. I stopped talking to people, and I started talking to God. That's what he has me right now. He's teaching me, just be quiet. People can't change you. People can't help you, but I can.
My Lord. That is just so amazing. His love is so vast. That's why we can talk about this love and really not exhaust the conversation, because, I mean, every time you turn another corner, you see another part of his love and how it's been operating and being exercised in our lives all the time. That is amazing, truly amazing, and that is that suffering love that you were going through, doing those positions and suffering all the time, but you were taking one for the team. And after you leave suffering love, after you leave suffering love, there's another love that's humbling as well, and it's called the servant's love. The servant's love. That's a love that wants to reconcile. Now, that's a love that wants to make up. That's a love that wants to reconnect that thing that has been broken. That's a love that wants to heal and mend. It doesn't want to stay separated and divided. It wants to come back together and gel. And that type of love comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We'll look at verse 14 and 15. And I'll read in your hearing, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." Now, that's what Sister Roberta was talking about a little earlier. She was talking about being constrained by love. But it said it constraineth us because we thus judge that if one die for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live shall not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. And I just love that a part of that scripture where it talks about being constrained by love, because we all have these situations where, you know, you approach me wrong and you said some things that was wrong, but I got some comeback now. I got some comeback, but my love would say, "Don't you open your mouth. And if you do, you better not do nothing but bless them. You better not raise your voice. You better keep talking sweet." And I mean, you better mean what you say. God's love will constrain you. It will correct you. It will get you back in check. And why does he do it? Not because he's a mean God, but he knows what's going to work his best in your life. And is that a difficult time? Yes, that's finger-sucking, go get in a fetal position kind of time for me. Because my niece and my sister know, if I can't do nothing else, I can talk. Now, you're going to have to whoop me in the mouth to stop me from talking. But now God's love will even shut your mouth, even if you're a big talker. Pastor Chris, I believe you've been constrained.
No.
Now, that's just me. I believe you have been constrained.
See, I'm trying to be good. See, you know, you keep on poking your stick at me, Sister Lorraine. We're going to have the band go full tilt. But see, I'm going to go ahead and read from the Passion Translation to co-sign what you just said. Now, in verse 14, it reads, "For it is Christ's love." I thought it was Bishop's love. I thought it was Pookie and JJ's love. It's Christ's love that fuels our passion and holds us tightly. I don't even have to read after that, but let me go ahead and read here. Because we are convinced that he has given his life for some of us. No, all of us. This means all died with who? Him. So that those who live, us, ones that are in relationship with him, should no longer live self-absorbed. Uh-oh. We got a problem with that word. Self-absorbed lives, but lives that are poured out of him. The one who died for us and now lives again. So how is he living? How is he breathing if you have no relationship with God? I'll wait. But see, the thing is, once we understand our relationship with God, and yes, I keep saying the same thing over and over and over, but this is key. You are not going to love through Dr. Phil. Oops, sorry. You're not going to love through Oprah. I'm sorry.
That's right.
You're not going to love from all these shows we watch. That's right. Chemistry type love. The stuff that you can make up along the way. But this love that we have is untainted, unpolluted, and if you allow your heart to be transformed by his spirit, I guarantee you that your love that you thought you had will have no condition, will not waver from left to right, and you will always see Christ's love in the worst joker in the world. Sometimes your boss, sometimes your husband, sometimes your kids, but the fact of the matter is you will not see the negative, and you will only see the positive in the hearts of people, and you'll be able to discern and pull out that thorn that's messing them up, and you'll be able to deliver them out of their mess. See, this love that we listen to, that we learn from, is toxic waste. And sometimes the love that we even hear in some, not all, but some of our congregations is even more toxic. It's like an atomic bomb blowing off because everybody's so worried about themselves. And it says right here in verse 15, no longer live self-absorbed life. I'm going to drop the mic right there. So what's the problem? Why are we still living self-absorbed lives? Why is it all about me? Why is my sister and brother getting cut in the throat, but I'm supposed to have the love of Christ in my life? I digress. I drop the mic. Back to you before I go off.
Whoa, that's it there. That's it, Pastor Chris. That's it. That's it. And we have to. It's relationship. And you know, that brings me to remind me of the scripture, Hosea. When God told him, God tells Hosea, says, the Lord said to me, go show yourself to your wife again, though she's loved by another. you know, he telling him to, you know, I know she's loved by someone else. But you gonna show your wife. You gonna show the love of God, my love. So the relationship that Hosea had with God supersedes any other relationship. The only thing matters is what God told him to do. And that's when we have to come to that place. The relationship with God doesn't matter what someone do to us. It's us pleasing God and say, okay, God, how you want me to handle this? Because God resort. He's not about just getting, you know, is this going to bring back resort? Is this going to bring back life? Is this, he's not after destroying. He's after building. He wants to build. And he wants us to build who? Christ. How Christ is seen through us.
That's true.
Love of God. And another thing that we don't understand, he say, I'm coming back after church without spot or wrinkle. So the only way that he can wash these blemishes and stuff, he has to use something to clean us up with.
Right.
So all this, the things that people rubbing against us and all these emotional things that we're going through, whatever we're going through, that's to cleanse us. That's to wash us.
Yeah.
True. You know, Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered.
Right.
If you're going to live godly.
Don't do it.
Much. Didn't you say much?
A little bit.
Finish it, Lorraine. You're going to suffer much.
Get the hot sauce. I got pep in my eye. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, why would you even say that? Good Lord, you can't come back. Oh, my God. Why you making? Look, that ushers us in, saints of God, to the third part of this love thing. This is, I call it the mature and the grown-up stuff. This is what this girl done, Pastor Chris, mute up on. Mute her because she done come here and sold a rock. No, a boulder. A boulder. We know we got to do this, but don't put it so plainly so we can understand, Roberta. We can pretend we don't know if you leave it complicated, but you just made it so simple. We know we have to mature in this love. We got to grow up. We got to take responsibility for this love. Brings us to Ephesians. Pastor Chris, I would love to hear what your translation says about Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 19. Here we find, I call it boom shakalaka. Here we find where someone who has been hurt, turn that pain, Tracy, catch your dress tail and don't let you run nowhere because we need you to stay on the buffet. This person has been hurt, and instead of them busting somebody's head to the white meat, they decided to, Ephesians 3, 14 through 19, began to pray for the other person. That's some grown folk stuff. That's grown folk stuff right there. That's grown folks hang on the cross kind of stuff right there. That behavior right there gets you some natty boys, boy, in the realm of the spirit. That a girl, that a boy. That's grown folks. Cause Chris, you got it?
Okay, Ephesians.
Chapter 3, 14 through 19, boom shakalaka.
14 through 19. All right.
Yeah.
And it reads, so I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father for every father and child in heaven and on the earth. And I pray that we would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, here's the kicker. Then, by constantly using your pastor. By constantly using Sister Roberta and hot sauce. By constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you. And
you.
The resting place of his love will become the very source and the root of your life. And I'm going to drop the mic because there's nothing else to say on that one. I'm done.
Okay, Sister Hot Sauce, time you to earn your keep, buddy. I gave you a quarter last time I seen you. You going to earn that quarter. Come on, Sister Hot Sauce.
That wraps it up right there. We can pass the offering plate and do the benediction right now because, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's about staying the course. It's about staying the course. Love does not give up. It's the glue. It's the glue that holds everything together. So we get there to the point where we understand that we can do nothing outside of love except fail and mess stuff up. Because that's exactly what happens when we allow our flesh to respond to situations. When we allow our flesh to, you know, be the what's most important in any relationship. When we do that, we've already failed. Because it's not about us. It's about the love of God.
Right.
It's totally about the love of God. So when people come to us and they say things about us that we know is not true, smile and walk away. When you see them, smile, hello, and walk away. We're not going to be able to be connected to everyone, but we can show the love of God to everyone. That's the thing. Everyone can't walk the same walk we walk. They can't go where we're going. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And some things come to remove people from your path because God is getting ready to take you somewhere that where they can't go. That's okay.
That's true.
But in it, we can show the love of God. That's all that matters. That's the bottom line.
You know,
Sister Roberta.
And listen. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, Sister Roberta, we need a nice red bow on that before we go to song. I know you got something to say about this being rooted and grounded in this thing called love, and I know you know that it's complicated. I love that word. I love words. It's this love treats you, this not a little girl's love, this grown folks stuff. This thing is complicated. Ain't that a good word?
It is.
Sister Roberta, put a red bow on that.
It's very complicated. And the thing why you guys were talking, it's complicated and it's impossible for the human, the flesh to do it.
Right.
So it's spiritual. It's through him. It's through Christ. You know, one of the things, you know, like Pastor Chris was saying, it's about me and I. We want to be seen. But we're not the display. We're to display Christ. He's the one that's supposed to be seen. And once you just, you know, display this love, then that means you're no longer seen, but the Christ is seen. So that's what God is after. He's after himself being seen. That's why he said, you must decrease that I may increase. So they see in you, they send the wrong person.
Right.
So they're supposed to see Christ, who is the light. That shines. When light shines, it does what? It expels the darkness.
Illuminates.
Illuminates. See, darkness is sin. So when sin come in and you show the love of God and the light shines and expels the darkness, darkness cannot be in light. But darkness can't cover light, but light covers darkness.
Right.
That's what God wants people to see, the light. That when you walk in, you change the atmosphere of the room, of the place, wherever you walk, wherever Christ walked, it changed the atmosphere. He didn't have to say a word.
Right.
But because his spirit, the light, the pureness of his light, shines through the darkness. So that's what God wants. He wants to display. He wants to be the one on display, the billboard. That you are the billboard. but the light radiates, shines through so bright that you're no longer seen. Ha!
That's what I love about you. You always make my baby leap. You always make my baby leap, because as you were talking, I thought my mind ran back to a time when you and I were honored to be in a fashion show together, and we were wearing some very good pieces in that fashion show, and we wore it with confidence. And so when we came out, people thought we had lots of experience and we were green, but we knew what we had on and we knew the worth of it. So we came out and we felt good about what we had on, and we felt like it looked good on us. And so that's what love does. We are learning the value of God's love. And so when God honors us with allowing us to wear it, we come out and people, like Sister Teresa talked about it earlier, some folks don't want to go with you no more because they feel like you got the big head. No, I just got love. Mm. I got love. I found out what love is all about, and it's on display in my life. And this nomination is beginning to expose some things to me. As I look at this nomination, people who are very talkative in my life, Sister, they have become silent. They have just become silent. When I say, hey, can you vote for me? They don't even text back no more.
Mm.
But these are people that had a lot to say. And this is God's doing. Let me say that to our listener. We are hoping and praying that you are voting for us, but this is God's doing. And it's marvelous in our sight. It's all God. And he didn't just start today. He started when we were in our mother's womb. Pastor Chris, you probably need to give us a song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to do our housekeeping. Girls, get ready to wrap up this thing. We're going to go to our callers when we come back. So, Pastor Chris, give us a song, please.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We'll be right back.
This is AR Bass. Keep it locked right here on TPV Radio.
Anytime I feel down, I know I can depend on you to help me pull through. The situations in my life, nobody said it would be easy to walk this way, to live this life today. But through it all, I can say that I never felt such love from somebody who treats everybody like somebody. I can't express my love with 10,000 tongues, but I'm willing to try. Oh, I just wanna take this chance to open my mouth and say thank you. Times I lost hope, my faith was weak, and my heart was sinking, and I couldn't see my way out. But then you came and showed me the words to say, the prayers to pray, give me strength to find my way. Giving your son, I wanna thank you, 'cause Lord, you're the one I wanna thank you.
you. I wanna thank you for all that you've done. I wanna thank you for giving your son. I wanna thank you, 'cause Lord, you're the one. I wanna
thank you.
Giving your son, I wanna thank you, 'cause Lord, you're the one. I wanna thank you, oh, I wanna thank you for all that you've done. I wanna thank you for giving your son. I wanna thank you, Lord, you're the one. I wanna
thank you.
The Spin Award nominated Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now on TPV Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We don't want to get too far out of pocket. We want to do our housekeeping and honor our three ladies that we love to speak on every week before we go too far. And then we want to go to our callers, because you're very important to us. You are our support system, and we don't take it for granted that you come on and listen to us each week. And we want to start off, we'll go from the youngest to the oldest. These young ladies, we honor them because it's a privilege and an honor to have them 92, 95, and 96 years young. And we just love having them on a weekly basis to listen to us, because if it would be reversed, I think that we could really gain a lot of strength from being at their feet and hearing some of the stories that they can tell us. Eartha Lee Aaron, we honor her on today. Her two caretakers, her beautiful two daughters, Edna Moore and Sister Jeanette Pontoon. We also want to acknowledge Sister Dorothy Curry, her wonderful caretakers, her two daughters, Sister Shirley Allen and Sister Lucille Priester. And we're thanking God, especially for Sister Lucille Priester. She had a procedure that was done, and she's recovering at home. I tried to call Lucille today to check on her, and I wasn't able to get her, but we're praying and trusting that she's doing fine at home, recovering from her procedure. Also, last but not least, Sister Ella Priester, and she has two adorable daughters who take care of her, Sister Josie Lee Priester and Sister Leola Priester Collier. Those are her two caretakers, and I just think it's an honor and a privilege that at this point in life they have someone that takes care of them, and that is how I got drawn to them. I watched Sister Lucille and Sister Jeanette interact with their mother at the church that I attend, and I was drawn to them by the way, the kindness that they showed their moms. Pastor Chris, could you take us to our first caller of today?
I will do that. All right, callers, we will read the last four digits of your phone number. If you're just listening, just say pass, and we'll continue to move forward. First caller, 9289, you are on the air. God bless you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Cameron, and I am listening in from Durham, North Carolina. I really needed this on today. It has touched my spirit so much. And Mother Jones knows me, asked me, sent me in. It had to be nothing but God that got her to reach out to my beautiful sister and told me to log in. It has really been rough, but today I got to do some house cleaning. So I really, really do appreciate the words that you have given to us. On this day, I'm taking it all in. It's just such a blessing. God is so awesome. God is so awesome.
Wow. You are the reason why we do this, and you have made my heart glad. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Sister Roberta, for inviting her. Pastor Chris.
Amen.
Oh, Sister Roberta, well, did you want to say anything to the young lady?
Oh, yes, yes. Sister, I really appreciate it. The thing that you're going through, remember that God already knows, he sees, and it's a finished work. You just begin to praise God in it. Just begin to praise God. Lose your mind in praise.
That's good.
Lose your mind
job.
In praise.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be blessed.
Mm-hmm. So, amen.
Thank
you. Sister Tracy, did you want to say anything before she goes?
Just be encouraged, and we already have the victory.
Amen.
So you can already give God the praise because the victory is yours. I think
amen.
That's something that we tend to forget as believers. And the going through process is just that. It's a process. But the end, the finish is already done. It's already written. Nothing is going to change. It's already written. It's how you go through the process that matters.
Mm-hmm.
So shout through it. Trust God through it. Pray through it.
Yeah.
Run through
Hallelujah.
It. That's it right
Thank
there.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
That's
amen.
It. Your breakthrough. You have the victory.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
thank you, God.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, God.
We gotta praise with her.
Thank you, God. Come out of our soft heart of the boat, God. Thank you, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord. You left the 99 and went for the one. God, we go for the one on today. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for victory in her life, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're moving in her life, Lord God. We thank you for this ordained appointment on today, oh God. You sent her to the line, God. And so we turn aside, Lord God, to help her through. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. This is what it's all about. He sent us for you today. He had Roberta call you today. She could have called you last week, but he called you today. This is your ordained day to be free, to walk out of this thing, to live victorious in God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 9289. I shall be praying for your number. God knows who you are. Amen. God bless
you.
Thank you for calling.
Before, wow. Okay.
I'm going to make
this worse. See, God has you at a place, sister, that he's breaking old ground. If you allow him to deposit his love, not anyone else, break the monotony of the religion and seek his face for real.
Come on.
Take all of the nonsense that you were taught and seek Jesus' face for real.
Yes.
I guarantee you, your situation will turn around when you seek him only and you develop a relationship with him only. And I guarantee you will see the results when you start to pray to him in your way, when you start to write the word your way. When you start to walk this thing out your way, do it the way God called you to do it, sis. And I guarantee you, all the stuff that was taught will fall to the wayside and your walk in faith and confidence in knowing that Jesus Christ is truly your Lord and Savior. Let me stop before we get crazy up in here. Let me cut it out. I'm dropping the mic. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. Today is your day. Today is your day. You have eaten from the buffet of God today. You enjoy the rest of your day and know that you are loved by the beloved. God bless you.
Yes. Thank
Amen.
You.
Sister, are you clear? Did you have anything else to say or you're fine? You fine, sis?
Yes.
Amen. Pastor Chris?
Yes, ma'am. All right. I'm going to try to calm down, but it's going to be pretty hard to keep the band back.
That was awesome.
So, 55-51, you are live. Welcome to the buffet. God bless you.
God bless you. I'm just listening. It's a hard whooping, but, I mean, it's good whooping wounds, so I'm taking it all in. Thank you so much.
Love you so much.
I love you.
Love you too, sis.
Love you, bro. Love you, Mom. Love you, sissy.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for calling in. Next caller, 7122. 7122, you are live on the buffet. God bless you.
Hey, this is Jeanette Pontoon, and I'm just listening.
Thank you, Jeanette.
God bless you. Next caller, 7392, you are live on the buffet. God bless you.
Hi, this is Thelma. I'm listening, but this has really helped me. Yesterday, I was at the game, and my sister Teresa and my mama, there was a parent who said something about my baby, and they was like, don't do it. And so this has really taught me because I'm usually quick to clap back. And Tracy gave a good example of the lady for Wendy Williams. And, I mean, even after we left the game, it was just dawning in my head, playing over, like, oh, no, I should have went off on this parent because he was messing with the boys on the court the whole time. And I'm like, hey, you know, don't talk to this clown, y'all. Come on, play the game, you know. And I did. I had to pray for him. But that was hard. It was hard for me to pray for him because I'm like, look, I need to tell him a piece of my mind. He talking about my baby. But this was good. This was really good. And Mama and Lorraine, Brother Chris, Tracy, love y'all. Thank you so much.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Amen. Again,
next
this is
caller.
What we're here for. Yeah.
Next caller.
Wait a minute. I got to get rid of these chill bumps. I got stuff running all over my body. And I know I ain't had no bath today. No, I was going to say I feel like bugs.
Nice.
Wait. Woo, Jesus. Oh, my God. This is what we get up for.
What
this is what
about.
We go in for. This is why we put hot sauce on the buffet because somebody needs some hot sauce on their chicken. Ooh, go ahead, Pastor Chris. I'm going to get these bugs out. I'm going to spray some Raid or something. Come on here. Where's the next one?
Okay. All right, band. Stop, band. Stop. All right. Here we go. 86-37. You are live on the air. God bless you. All right, going once, going twice. We'll put you back on mute. We thank you so much for calling the buffet. Next caller, 5717. 5717, you are live on the buffet. God bless you.
Pastor Jackson, you got your phone on mute? Unmuted, sir.
Hello.
Pastor Jackson. There you go.
Hey, praise the Lord, saints. Y'all on the roll. God bless y'all. Bless you having a nice time listening, listening at the testimony, listening at the people being helped. God bless you. Y'all continue to do the work that God has called you to do. I am enjoying this too. My wife and I are listening to it on y'all. And we're hearing some good stuff. Hey, keep it up.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jack.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Sister Bible.
Thank you.
You know, one thing that I really love about the what y'all are doing, y'all go down so different avenues. You know, y'all hit everybody. You know, and I like that. You ain't just going down one main street. You're going back in them back roads, you know, and like them country roads and hitting everybody, you know, letting everybody know that they loved. That word so love, it spreads. It just goes. We can't exhaust it. And I really, you know, I'm y'all make me proud just knowing y'all, you know, and y'all doing a wonderful job. And we just pray that y'all continue and God continue to give y'all wisdom and that anointing and just keep doing what you're doing.
Amen. God bless you.
I love
you. Bless you, First Lady.
That's Louisiana finest right there. That's why she know about them back roads, Pastor Chris.
All right.
God bless you. God bless you, First Lady. I'll put you back on mute. Next caller, 0659. 0659, you are live on the buffet. God bless you. All right.
Apparently they don't have anything to say.
Going twice. Thank you so much for calling in. I'll put you back on mute. Next caller. I think we know who this is. This is the Pit Bull number two. 1221. 1221. You are live on the air. God bless you.
Pit Bull.
I love Pit Bull. Wow. So I have been knocked upside my head by my mama several times. But I ain't burning cheap to y'all wrong. Because I ain't never been knocked upside the head by y'all, but today y'all is knocking me clean upside my head. Yes, my top back is something serious. And yes, I have been in a place where I have fixed my mouth to clap back or my fist to actually clap and had to be quiet, and it made me upset and angry. But then over time, I started to feel strong when I wanted to clap and couldn't clap or didn't clap, and then seeing the outcome of me staying quiet and not smacking somebody and, you know, destroying somebody's life. So I appreciate y'all. I'm like everybody else. I appreciate the fact that y'all are hitting hard subjects that sometimes are avoided, and y'all are real when y'all hit these subjects, and y'all don't sugarcoat for those of us who need a message just, I guess, to knock them upside their head. I love y'all. I'm voting for y'all every day. My house, my family, my friends, we all team Saturday Buffet and the Saunders Boys Radio and Pastor Chris Newton.
Woo-woo! Amen. We appreciate
you. Leave her unmuted, Pastor Chris. She's not going to get away with that one. Leave her unmuted.
Okay. All right.
To be honest with you, Sister Roberta, is that the last caller, Pastor Chris?
No, we have two more.
Okay, go ahead. I'll speak later. Go ahead.
All right. Next caller. 6015, you are live on the air. God bless you.
Hi, Miss Lucille. Miss Lucille, unmute your phone, please.
Thank you. Can you hear me now?
We hear you, love.
Okay. I just want to let you know I'm listening, and thank God I can walk straight.
Okay. Good. We're glad you're feeling better. I called to check on you today. I'm glad you're feeling better. Love you so much.
Okay. Thanks for all the prayers.
Amen.
Have a great day.
Bye. Amen.
Amen.
I just love her to life. I love her spirit. I love her family. Go ahead. Amen.
Last caller, 6801. 6801, you are live on the buffet. God bless you.
Amen. Jesse joining the show. Thank everyone on the panel today for letting God use you and say
amen.
And love to all things. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, John Jr. Thank you, Pastor Chris. This is, it has been amazing. I'll go ahead and do my wrap-up. I'll make it short and sweet. I'm just, my heart is just bubbling over. But as I looked at love and walking in love according to God's standard, not my own, one thing I've learned that I'm going to have to learn how to wait on God. I'm learning to walk in love. So one of the things I'm going to learn, have to learn and exercise, I got to wait on God. I got to seek the will of God. I got to pray with a believing faith in God. I've got to receive the revelations that God give me, that he provide for me. I got to receive those revelations for this journey that I'm on. Well, I'm not taking a vacation. This is not just a trip. This is a journey. And I got to believe God by faith, what he reveals to me in this, on this journey, his revelations that he give me. I've got to do something else. Two other things I've got to do. I've got to deny my fleshly desires. I've got to put a cap on my emotions. And I've got to hold restraints on my thoughts because they get away from you in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping. That mess coming back up to me last night, I was regurgitating the day. And I have to go back and say, I'm denying you. I'm denying you access tonight. And the last thing I got to do, saints and panel, I got to totally rely on God's guidance and instructions from his Holy Ghost. Those are my final thoughts for today. As we wrap this thing up and put a nice bow on it, I want you, Sister Tracy, to go next. I want you, Tiana, to go after Sister Tracy with your final thoughts about love and your walk. Pastor Chris, I want you to go. And Roberta, I want you to put the bow on it. And any final thoughts that you may have, I want you to come bring up the rear. Sister Tracy, Sister Tiana.
I think you need to let me go last. I'm just saying. I think you need to let me go last.
Okay. Sister Tracy, Sister Tiana, Sister Roberta, try to douse a little water on things so that Pastor Chris don't burn the studio down. And then you can give us a song if there's time afterwards. However you led, Sister Roberta, it's in your hand. I mean, Pastor Chris is in your hand once it's in your hand. Sister Tracy, you're next.
You know, this love walk is a class. You're in a classroom being taught every day. And it's something every single day, if we really look at it, it's something every day that we can learn and glean from and grow from. It's not about buying love because you can't buy it. That's why the scripture tells us that love should be sincere. It should be pure. It should definitely be a reflection of God's love for us. I am so excited about how God is doing this thing on love. Because it's like God keeps setting me up with this Saturday Buffet radio show. When I was, before grief came to my door, we started talking about grief. You know, now this love thing, I didn't know that I was going to have to go through what I was going through at work where I was, you know, almost exasperated. And then God was like, let me show you my love for you. I didn't know. And I'm sure there's more things that are going to come. But I'm learning to just be quiet, to sit still, to read his word, to spend time with him. Just as I allow him to love on me, I'm able to love on others. Because the bottom line is, God is love. So I think if we, you know, would just truly walk in observance of what God has already told us to do, no, it's not easy. Yes, it's complicated. But the key is, it's necessary. It's necessary for us to go through the trials. It's necessary for us to go through the hurt. It's necessary for us to go through the neglect from other people so that we can experience God's love in order to be able to show love. We don't want to break. Amen. People are already broken. We want to be able to build. We want to be able to help people to get free from bondage. And the young lady that called in, I still feel a praise inside of me. It ain't out on her behalf. because it's a breakthrough happening today, right now, on her behalf. And I thank God that I'm a part of it. I thank God that I can connect my spirit with her spirit so I can see the manifestations of God. I'm going to hear about it. Mama going to tell me about it because it's something big about to happen spiritually. And I thank God. There's a divine appointment about this radio show. At first, I'm just going to be real. I didn't understand. Why are they on that radio? What they doing? It's Saturday. What they doing? I didn't understand. And God then fit me in this thing, and I'm growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm just thankful for what he's doing. That's all I got to say. Y'all love, 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 love. And lastly, love.
That's good. Sister Mayo? Sister Mayo,
are you there? I have to mute. Well, I know I have to mute my phone because I got dogs everywhere. I am... So let me start with this. I came in late because I was on a grocery store run, and I heard the end of the time spent with the young lady on the phone, and I heard the pain in her voice, and then I was really proud that she had Saturday's Buffet to turn to in a time when she needed y'all the most. So I'm so excited for her deliverance, for her getting exactly what she needed from a group of people who are being selfish on a Saturday morning, like Tracy said. The other thing that I was thinking was a time when I can remember going to the altar, and I went to the altar because I was leaving my marriage, and I wanted God to give me strength. And I got to the altar, and a lady came forward, and she said, "Ooh, you're going through a lot." But he yawned, and I turned my head left to right. We was praying. I lifted my head. And I looked in her face because I was thinking to myself, I got a false prophet. I don't know what she's doing. But I came up here for strength, and she wanted to tell me he mine. So I left the altar that week, and I went back the next week because I needed somebody else to tell me something different because she was wrong. And fast forward to today, and I think back over the time that has passed and all of the work that had to be done to get to this point. And how many times I was in a position where I would normally be physical or verbally clap back, as we've stated today, and I was quiet. And I sometimes had to spend time crying by myself. I've spent time with my music blasting in my ears, and I've spent time even riding in my car to and from work in silence. And now, in common days, it's not unusual for me to be spending time with a bunch of foster kids. And one of the things that I've learned over these last few weeks is my patience and my level of understanding for these kids is such that when they do things that are normally offensive to me as a parent or me as a woman, I am so cool, calm, and collected. I don't get a rise. I don't yell at them. I maybe, you know, fuss a little bit, but it's all in love, and their response lets me know that they know that what I'm saying or how I'm saying is in love. I had a situation recently where I was meeting a young man for the first time, and when I met him, he was cussing me out. He was cussing to me, through me. He was using words that were inappropriate, and there were other boys in the room who knew who I was, and they didn't say anything. And I kept asking myself, why wouldn't they tell him that I'm good people? So we proceeded, and I just told this young man, hey, I'm here for you. Whenever you're ready to come and talk to me, I'm still going to be here for you. I just need you to know that the way you're coming at me right now is not going to work. I need you to come to me respectful whenever you're ready. So about 20 minutes passed, and he came, and he was talking better. And I explained to him who I was and how I wanted to help him. And I asked the young man that was standing next to us at that time, why didn't you defend me? And his words were, two people had a lesson to learn. He said he had to learn the hard way who you were. Either he was going to miss out on some stuff because he didn't start to respect you, and he also needed to learn who you were because I knew that you weren't going to snap at him. And that moment brought me to tears because that is not always how it was with me. There was a time when disrespect was met with disrespect, and I'm starting to learn that my response affects others in such a way that I can change the room temperature if I come the right way. So my
challenge for y'all. You know, I always got a challenge. My challenge for you is to consider how your response and what you say and how you say and what you do in your face. Because some of us, we don't have a poker face when we don't like something. So
right.
Even how your face and your body language is when you are faced with a situation that is hitting you wrong. And I might need somebody to remind me of this in 2 or 3 days. Because, you know,
yeah.
It happens that way where I can remember real clear right now until something going south. But be aware of how you respond, what you say, how you say in that face, and see how your love walk is challenged and how you respond in that challenge in the moment. That's my challenge for the week.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Keep
on
signing off.
Yeah, you go, Sister Roberta. You've been served.
I've been served. This is just awesome. That love, and anytime you teach on any subject, you will be tried, to see if you believe what you're teaching, and you're going to have to exercise what you're teaching. But my takeaway today is that love. Like everyone has said. And the scripture that's coming to mind is everyone that hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. And Jesus was that rock that he would build his church on, and we're the church. So as we demonstrate love, allow love to live through us, which is Christ, because he's love. Christ's life be seen in us. Then people will see the house that he's building, the church that he's building. We are the church. We're the one that he's building. And he's building us through his word. The word has to become flesh and dwell among us. That's how he sent us. And that's it in a nutshell. Christ and him crucified. And him crucified. God so loved. It was the Father that loved us. It was the Son that sacrificed for us. That showed and demonstrated the love that the Father had. So the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. So we sacrifice. The way we sacrifice is just to remember, reckon ourselves dead with Christ, knowing that we've been crucified with him. Nevertheless, I live. We live. But we live by the Son of God who gave himself for us, denying ourselves, picking up our cross, and following Jesus.
Amen.
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 Well, allow me to get this out for, give me just 2 to 3 minutes of your time, because it's got to get out, because if it don't get out, it's going to be busting at your home. Busting on your phone line, your cell phone might explode. So, Ben, here we go.
For the glory of God. Hey, even in the pandemic, I hear God saying, through the rest of the year, he's about to bless you. 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 We'll be right back.
Lord have mercy. I was trying to be good. See, mm-hmm. but we had to give some honor to mm-hmm. our Father because breakthrough is happening. And
yeah,
our
man.
Sister that came started this thing. Now, I don't
mm-hmm.
know about you three, but I've been feeling this fire up going up
yes!
and down my body since. So I'm sorry, and I apologize to our listening audience. But
no,
sometimes
don't.
You just got to give God praise.
Mm-hmm.
And this was
mm-hmm.
the time to give him praise. So
yes.
if you don't
Amen.
Know how to pray, if you don't even
huh.
know how to read the word, one thing you can do to break those chains off your life is give God
Ooh.
Some praise because there's
Amen.
Power in your praise. See, let me
yeah.
stop
mm-hmm.
preaching. So let me cut it back so we can let our sister pray because we about to tear the roof off and I'm trying not to burn the studio down. So I'm going to be respectful.
Sister Marquita.
And let Sister Marquita take the mic. Hallelujah. Okay. Go ahead.
Praise
sister.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Ooh, let me try to get it together after that praise break. I'm all right. However God moves, if Jesus don't end in a praise, I'm all right.
Amen.
We can keep flowing how you flowing and just let God move and have his way.
Yeah.
I mean, it really ain't no need. We done had the benediction. It really ain't a need for prayer. It's just time to praise. He just wants us to praise him and worship him, honor
yeah.
and adore him for who he truly
Lord.
Is. We thank you for
mm-hmm.
breakthrough. We thank you
thank
for manifestation,
you.
Lord God. We
Hallelujah.
Thank and praise you for chains being broken.
Yes.
We thank
mm-hmm.
and praise you, Lord God, that you are teaching us how to love. We thank you for
yes.
mending our broken heart, Lord God. Lord,
mm.
we thank and praise you for putting the pieces back together again. We thank and
yes.
praise you, Lord God, that you will forgive us, Lord God, for clapping
yes.
back at people. Forgive us for not
mm.
exemplifying love
mm.
the way that you told us to, Lord
mm.
God. Lord, we thank and praise you that we will move, Lord God, in the areas that you tell us to move, Lord God, that we will
yes,
move
Lord.
In love,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
God, that we will move in honesty, Lord God, that we will move
yes,
in purity,
God.
Lord God. Lord Jesus, even when we don't understand it, Lord, we thank
mm.
and praise you that we will flow in love, Lord God. Let our words be seasoned with salt, Lord God. Let us be
yes,
mindful of
God.
The things that we say to other people, Lord God. Lord, we know life and death is in the power of the tongue, so we
My
speak
Lord.
Life, Lord God, to every dead
mm-hmm.
situation in our home. We speak
mm.
life, Lord God, to frustrated situations in our workplaces. Lord, we speak life over those that are sick in their bodies, Lord God. We speak your healing power, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that we will operate and flow in love, Lord God, that we will love our brothers, Lord God, that we will love
mm-hmm.
our enemies, Lord God, that we will pray for those that misuse us, Lord God, and mistreat
mm.
us, Lord God. Lord, we thank mm. and praise you that we will exemplify Christ in all that we say and
mm.
all that we do, Lord God. Lord Jesus, even in the challenge that Tiana gave us, Lord God, we thank and praise you, Lord God, that we will be slow to speak,
mm.
Lord God, and quick to
mm.
hear from
mm.
you, Lord God. Lord, we thank and praise
mm.
you that you will put a muzzle over our mouths, Lord God.
My God.
We thank and praise you, Lord God, that we will be
mm.
mindful of our thoughts, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
We thank and praise you that we will begin to see people the way that you see them, Lord God, that we won't
mm-hmm.
focus on flesh, Lord God, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Lord Jesus, against spirits, Lord God. So, Lord, we thank and praise you for our archangels coming to fight on our behalf, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
We thank and praise you that we will win this love battle, Lord God, that our love will exemplify Christ so that we can win souls, Lord God. Lord, even if it's not the words that we speak, but, Lord, our body language, let it exemplify love, Lord God. Let us show love in the grocery stores. Let us begin to show love when we're frustrated in traffic, Lord God. Let us begin to show love, Lord God, even when we don't understand, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for a heart of gold, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that we will continue to be good servants, Lord God. that we will continue to be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word of God. Lord, we thank you for a changed mind, Lord God. We thank and praise you for a renewed heart, Lord God.
Yes,
and we just
God.
Thank and
yes,
praise
God.
You that we will continue to move forward in love. We will move forward in you, Lord God. We thank you for an outpour of faith, Lord God. We thank you for a fresh anointing over the Saturday buffet members, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for prosperity in each and every home that is represented on this call, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for a fresh anointing, Lord God. Lord, we just thank and praise you for a peace, Lord God. Give each and every one of us a peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Lord, we thank and praise you that those relationships that were broken, Lord God, that you will restore them, Lord God. Lord, touch our hearts that we will forgive those who have wronged us, Lord God, or even those that we thought have wronged us, Lord God. Lord, we thank and praise you that we will accept the apologies that we will never get, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that we will still love those, Lord God, who wronged us, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that in spite of, we will turn the other cheek, Lord God, and that we will operate in love. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. I said I wasn't going to say nothing else, but I lied. I lied. I have lied. This girl has took us on an Easter egg hunt in, what is this month, July. The devil had hid some stuff under some rocks, and she went out there in that yard and found every egg he hid and rebuked him in the name of Jesus. The apologies that we'll never get. I ain't never heard nobody pray like that. Where they do this at? Oh, on the buffet. But Cora Jones, one of the tribe members, one of the tribe members, T-R-I-B-E, one of the Jones Tribe Nation members, texted me. And she, I want to release her word over the airwaves. She said, hey, mama, I need to drop out. She meant she had to go early. She said, but God said, even before you were in your mom's womb, your mother's womb, he destined you with the ability to be confident and bold and wrapped in security with his love. She said, great show today as always. Now, I'm releasing that word on the airwaves. So if you're listening, your mama, if you're listening, this word is being released into your life that God has destined you with ability, confidence, boldness, and you're wrapped in security in Jesus' mighty name. I release that over the airwaves. And Sister Thelma, release the word too. Sister Thelma Hill, which is another one of the tribe members, which is the one that says she had a problem on yesterday. She said, God used us on the buffet on today, that God has showed up and spoke to all of us. So I'm releasing that on the buffet today as well. That was, what's that stuff, you cranberry sauce for the dressing. We was missing that. Everybody was saying, where's the cranberry sauce? Some people want cranberry sauce, got seeds in it. Some want that smooth stuff, the gel. Well, Thelma had the cranberry sauce in her purse. So we done put that on the buffet now. And also, hey, God, I want to release something else on the buffet on today. There are some things that come across the buffet, they become staples. They become things that we want on the buffet every time it's available. So hot sauce, we want hot sauce on the buffet every time it's available. And also, we need a bulldog. Was that a bulldog or a Doberman Pinscher? What they call it? What you said about Chris?
A pit bull.
You need a pit bull at the door to keep all the stragglers out coming in there putting chicken in their pocket and stuff, stealing off the buffet. We need a pit bull at the door. We need a pit bull. We're establishing some staples that's going to be a part of the buffet. I want to speak this prophetically. I want to speak this prophetically. And you hear me, hot sauce, and you hear me, pit bull by the Holy Ghost. When the event comes that we are at the Spinners Award and somebody has to take the reins to speak for the whole, it shall be the hot sauce shall open her mouth and the pit bull shall bark out something as well. Already seen it. That's it. Spinners Award in Atlanta in October. We're going to have some hot sauce talking, and we're going to have some pit bulls barking. Thus saith the Lord.
Nah, we said that. We said that. We done said that. There you go. We done said that. We don't stop talking about some if I do this, if I do that, whenever I do that. When we get to the mic, me and Sister Roberta gonna have us his hair done and stuff and have on a pretty dress. But the mouthpiece is gonna be some hot sauce and gonna be the pit bull. So get ready to bark. Let the dogs out. And get ready to sprinkle, baby, because gonna be some hot sauce at the mic. Hello, somebody. Pastor Chris, you do whatever you want to do now, because I just dropped the mic.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm going to give another 2 minutes and 32 seconds to give God praise, and then we're going to set the atmosphere to worship God, and we're going to close the kitchen. So, without further ado, it's all good. Let's give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. It's all good.
CPV Radio, Central Texas.